vague idea from a million sources that after death is probably a better opportunity. I'm going against all of that and telling you no way. This is the best opportunity. This is where you have to grow. This is where you have to become everything that you already are, truly. This is where you have to reach your potential. In this body, on this planet, in this lifetime. I wouldn't say that to a room full of Hindus because they throw things at me. But I can say it to you. Because the Hindu idea is there's countless lifetimes, and what's the rush? You'll get there sooner or later. But do we know that for sure? What we know for sure is here you are now, already existing with all the mechanisms to get to all the potential that you are. But it means you have to pull out all the stops. It means you have to use everything that's in you and delve into everything that can be delved into as deeply as possible. It means you have to burn the candle at both ends. It means you have to hold nothing of yourself back. And we're taught, we're literally taught to hold ourselves back, to save ourselves. For what? For some idea of some future challenge, but it never comes. There's nothing to save yourself for. There's every reason, in fact, to spend yourself, to burn as bright as you can burn. So this is how death takes you into the very deepest core of life. This is the gift of death, that it gives you urgency that you don't have forever. And that this life and this lifetime is limited, and there is a best use you can make of it. And whatever your phrase for that is, finding truth, finding God, finding reality, finding realization, finding yourself, and about 150 other phrases. Whatever one is right for you, it has to be done here in this lifetime. Any idea to the contrary, no matter how valid it seems, is more than likely a mind trick to postpone. Whether it's due to fear, whether it's due to some philosophy, whether it's due to some doubt or some conflict or some confusion, whatever the reason, it becomes a postponement. Whatever you call it, truth, God, the only way to truth is here now. The only way to God is here now. There is no other way. It can't be in the next moment, because that's the trick of postponement. It seems like I'll be more ready tomorrow. I'm not with it enough today. I can't tap into all my resources, but I'll gather myself and tomorrow I'll really be ready to be in this moment. But that's the trick of postponement. Whether you're ready or not, it has to be now. Whether you feel ready or not, it has to be now. Just as you are.